Tonight's shiur, the Chofetz Chaim wrote an introduction to the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, the Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos. Hakdama, the introduction, Ksiv B'Torah, it's written in the Torah. Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, Shesh Yisom HaTavod V'Goymer. You should remember the day of Shabbos, make it holy. 6 days you do your work. Ki Shesh Yisom HaShem Es HaShemai V'Es HaAretz V'Goymer. Because the Ribono Shel Olam created the world in 6 days. Hayra lanu hakasav bezeh. The pasuk is teaching us she'inyan Shabbos hu shoresh ha'emuna. The concept of Shabbos is the root of our belief. Leida she'ha'olam hu mechudish. That we know that the world was created. Ve'kivin shebara hakol. And since the Ribono Shel Olam created everything, hu adon hakol. He is the master on everything. And we are his servants. We are obligated to do his will. And we are obligated to serve him with our bodies and souls and wealth. Because it's all his. There are 12 times in the Torah where we are warned about keeping Shabbos. One who keeps Shabbos is as if he fulfills the entire Torah. And one who desecrates Shabbos is as if he denies in the entirety of Torah. All because of the reason we mentioned, to husharish ha'emuna, that this is the root of our emuna. You find this in the Medrash Parshas B'Shalach. Amr Elezer ben Avina. Matzinu b'Torah u'b'Nevim u'b'Ksuvim. You can find in Torah Nevim Ksuvim. Shashkula Shabbos connected kol ha'mitzvahs. That Shabbos is equal or balanced against all the mitzvahs. B'Torah minayin. Where do you find it in the Torah? Shabbashah shashah Moshe lo malahem mitzvah Shabbos. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu delayed in explaining to Klai Yisrael the mitzvah Shabbos, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu says to him, Ad ana me antem lishmor mitzvosai v'sorosoi v'gomer. How long will you refuse to keep all my mitzvahs and my Torahs? Maksiv achrov, what does it say afterwards? Ve'u ki Hashem lo'asem lechem ha'shabbos, see Hashem has given you Shabbos. So in reference to Shabbos, it says mitzvosai v'sorosoi, all of Torah. What about Nevi'im? What do you see there? Shneur, as it says, "Vayamru bi beis Yisrael ba midbar b'chukosai lo halachu." Klai Yisrael rebelled against me in the midbar; they did not keep my laws. Maksiv achav. What does it say? Veshav sosai chilelu, the desecrated Shabbos. Baksuv minayim. What about Baksuv? Shneur, it says, "Val harsina yirarata v'dibarati mohem." Then in harsina you came down and spoke to them. Maksiv achav. What does it say? Veshavas kotchecha hodat lehem, and you made known to them the mitzvah of Shabbos. Hashem is telling Klai Yisrael, "Im tizku lishmor Shabbos, if you merit to guard the Shabbos, ma'alani aleichem kilu shemartem kol mitzvah shebetorah. I consider it as if you've guarded all the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'mchilaltem oso, but if chas v'shalom, you desecrate the Shabbos. Ma'alani aleichem kilu chilaltem kol mitzvahs. I consider it as if you desecrated all the mitzvahs. V'cheinu oimer, that's what it says, shomer Shabbos mechaloi. If you keep Shabbos, it's as if you haven't done anything wrong. And look at the severity of someone who is going to desecrate Shabbos. Dal Yedua, we know, there's various levels of punishment for sins. There are some things when you violate, Hurak Isser Asebel Vat. So you didn't do a mitzvah to say, it's an isser essay. Chamizah, more serious, avonah sheishlem isser lav, the aveirus that have, a lois essay and gets malchus. Chamizah, more serious than that, avonah sheishlem misa b'dei shemayim. There are sins that carry a penalty of death min shemayim, not from based min shemayim. Chamizah, more serious than that, avonah sheishlem onish karis, the aveirus that carry the penalty of karis. Chamizah, more serious than that, Oisin Sheishla Misa Bide Adam, those that carry capital punishment in Sanhedrin, Fumisa Schenik, the lowest level is Schenik. Lamam is above that, Oisin Shanshon Hu Herig Besayef. The next level, the first is strangulation, the next level is punishment is Herig, killed with the sword. Lamam is that, the next more severe, Oisin Shemisasin Besrefa, those who are killed with Srefa. Lamalamikum, and the most severe of all, Oisin Shemisasin Beskila, those who are put to death with Skila. type of stoning. Ki yachamur sheba misa. It is the most serious of all misa. While avon chilo Shabbos bemezid, someone who would desecrate Shabbos intentionally, halamisasu hu beskila, the penalty is the most severe. It's skila. So that should give us an indication of how important Shabbos is. There's another way to see the severity of Chilul Shabbos, because by all the other averus, levadmi is avodas kachavim, with the exception of avodazar, kaimelon we hold if he chas v'shalom rejects any of the mitzvahs or any of the averus, ainu mumah l'kol Torah, that doesn't make him a mumah for the entirety of Torah. Shabbos, when it comes to the Isser Shabbos, Kaimelon we hold in Simon Shin Pehe Sif Gimel, Dem Hufkaretz Lo Isser Shabbos, that if as far as he's concerned, Shabbos is Hefker, he doesn't care about Shabbos. For Oivelo Kama Pa'omim for Hesio, he will constantly, repeatedly, openly desecrate Shabbos. Who Mummer Lakala Torah, we consider him as a Mummer for the entire Torah of Adinu Ka'orkam Mamish, we treat him like a non Jew. If he's living in a chotzer together with Yidin, in order to carry in that chotzer, we would have to rent from him permission, no different than if he were to live with a non-Jew, where you have to rent in order to be able to carry in that domain. If this person is Mechal Shas, v'hesi were to shecht, even if another Yid is watching him, and he sees he did everything right, still, his shechita is a total nevela, cannot be eaten. We don't consider him as in the parish of shechita. Kedisa Pesach, the Pesach can tell us. The reason for all this is, the machalas of Shabbos, kaifa maisa brachos. With someone desecrates Shabbos, he's denying that Hashem created the world, like the idolaters. And that's why the penalty of Chilul Shabbos is skila, like idolatry. And if it's without warning, it's still with karis. This should show a person the importance and greatness of Shabbos. And there are many other statements from our sages that go to great lengths to explain to us how serious it is to Mechal Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. Gansarach L'das, but you also need to know something else. Harmach Mitzvah Shebet Torah, Shehitl Hashem Yisparach L'Odom, L'Zachem L'Shamam, there are 248 mitzvahs in the Torah that the Ribono Shel'Olam puts upon man to guard and watch, who neged Harmach Eivarim Shebet Odom, they correspond to 248 limbs of the person. Ki Hechi Debe Eivarim, Nimsa Eivarim Shonim, and in the body there are various limbs. There are some that isn't a matter of life and death, like the hand and the foot and similar. The af they were missing. After even though it's a terrible, terrible loss, nonetheless, the person is with a defect. He has a blemish, but he can live. But there are other things that if they're missing and defective, he cannot survive. If his head was cut off, or the heart was ripped open and penetrated, that's the source of life. The same is true with the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisparach. Shalei and Gam can say on the mitzvahs it says Ashayasa Oisam Adam V'Chay Behem. You do the mitzvahs and you live by them. V'Neimar and it says Ki Yuchayecha V'Yichemecha. This is your life and the length of your days. Vod Psukim Harbe Kehena and there are many other psukim just like this. Hamoyim learned that teach us Ki Iker Chay Hanefesh Lom Habo Toli Bekim Ater, that the main source of life of the neshama in the next world depends on keeping the Torah in this world. Yesh mitzvahs, there are some mitzvahs. Shafila Pasha Odin V'Avraleim, even a person was negligent and he violated those mitzvahs, who Nikola Olam Haba, Rak B'Shem Balmum. So he'll exist in Olam Haba and he'll have a blemish, he'll be a Balmum. The Gamze Genai Godel Hunesach, that happens to be a terrible, eternal embarrassment. The Yadua Masha Kosov of Chaim Vital B'Shakadush, we know what the Chaim Vital wrote in Shakadusha, the Chain Hagor B'Mishle, Vilna Gon also, Mishle, the Achabol Yimotzi L'Nesach B'Navsho, that the damage will be forever in his neshama by that limb upon which he rebelled against and didn't do the Rosh Hashem. For instance, a person didn't wear tefillin. Afm yikayim kol mitzvahs, even if he did all the mitzvahs, except for that. Yebalmum biyado, he's going to have a blemish on his arm. V'nimtza kishe yokum leis tachiyah, when it comes time for tachiyah z'meisim, kayso yamdu choyim v'kayomim v'chol evreyim. All your soul will get up alive and with all their limbs. V'yebalmum biyad ha'smoli ha'zal ha'natzach, yet he will have an eternal handicap on his left arm because he did it with tefillin. The mitzchus mitzvahs ha'teresh od v'mekayim be'varov, in the merit of the mitzvah of the Torah that a person fulfills with his body, he merits to have tchias amesim as the level forever. Kol mitzvah shebrach mitzvahs mechaya es ha'eva shemach ha'shayich lo. Each mitzvah of the 248 mitzvahs has a connection with its eva that corresponds with it. Like we say, v'chaye oylam no tabas uchein. Hashem planted in our midst chaye oylam, our eternal life. And if he freely went against this mitzvah, didn't keep this mitzvah, there's no way for that limb to have chiyus to live in the next world. How bitter the person will be over this later on. Everyone's going to know how great his rebellion against Hashem was with the mitzvah tefillin. Similarly, if he'll be a blemished person in the other limbs corresponding to the things he didn't do right, the pasuk in Kehelet says, "Soif davar kol nishma," and Targum explains the hainu shel basoif in the end, "Hakol nishma," all will be heard. "Hakol yisparsem," everything will be publicized. The ein kol for everyone to see. Valkain, therefore, as Elokim Yirah ves mitzvasov shemor kizek lo odom, so fear Hashem and keep the mitzvahs. What's allowed me to say? Shemei haramach mitzvahs essay from the 248 mitzvahs essay, ushesal lav and the 365 lois essay. She nishma ha odom imechayov that a person keeps in his lifetime. Yibonel lo osid kol odom that will build the person by tchias amesim. V'nimsa kishe yakum v'yiyya balmum if he gets up. And he has got a blemish, but eza aver in any limb, or she is skalkalo eza gid migidov, one of the gidim is defective, hamuchunim neged shesol lavish b'tor, which are corresponding to the 365 loisa says, yizbeinu hakol, everyone will figure out, eza mitzvah sasei olav av b'shat nefesh, which mitzvah or avera he ignored. V'kama kolon uklima yispod, it's unnecessary how much shame and disgrace he'll suffer because of this forever. Now there are things, mitzvahs in the Torah, that correspond to limbs like the head and the heart. That's the main source of chiyus, of life, of the holy neshama. Like believing in Hashem and the Torah. And the Indian of keeping Shabbos. And it's also a foundation of emunah. If he's lacking one of those, there's no way there could be any chiyus, there could be any life in his holy neshama. When he's living in this world, he's living only the physical, animalistic part of his life. There'll be nothing to come back with in the world of tachiyus ameisim, because he's missing those evarim shanashama taluyabo. Uzuchus shmiras Shabbos kahalocha mo ilim chaloy al kol avonasav. Now the merit of keeping Shabbos properly will help to bring atonement to his sins. Kama Shabbos Gemara, the Gemara teaches us, kol Shabbos Shabbos kilchasel, whoever keeps Shabbos kahalocha, afilu chotu gedor enosh, even if he sinned like the generation of Enosh, moich lenoy has mechila, shenemar ashrei enosh yaseh zoi, subele odom yachzik bo. Fortunate is the one who does this and holds on to it. Shoyim Shabbos mechaloi, v'shoma yod mesos kavod. Keeping Shabbos properly. Al tikre mechalo, don't read mechalo. Ela mochol lo. U'masha oma kilchaso, but it has to be he's keeping Shabbos kehilchaso. Mishum sheyedua, because it's known. Shishlamat Hesavas Malachas. There are 39 main Malachas. It's called Av Kama Kama Tos, and each Av has Todos subcategories. Yushalmi Periklal Gadol Yisa. If you look in Yushalmi, in Periklal Gadol, it says there, the Biyoch Mashlokas Diko Kolkachat Shemotze B'chol Av Lamet Hes Todos. They went in detail and they found 39 Todos for each of the 39 of Malachos. The Gemara is saying you have to keep Shabbos Kahalocha. Not to violate on any detail. And then he has the school of Mechilas Avonis. The poskim say he has to do tshuva also. But with tshuva, he has Mechila with Shmir Shabbos. But how do we come to this level? Sheyishma Shabbos v'chol pratov, to guard Shabbos in all his details. The best counsel is Sheyir Lazaris that's Asma alone, Hilchos Shabbos. He has to motivate himself to learn the laws of Shabbos, v'lach so le'atomen, and to constantly review them. K'dei sheyed ha'asur v'hamutr, to know what's not allowed and what is allowed. D'ilav ha'ach, because if he doesn't, afilam yilmot kol inyonim ha'musarim, he can learn all the musar, ha'mezarizim l'shmir Shabbos k'roi, that encourage him to keep Shabbos properly. Lo yoyil lo, it's not going to help. Kadisa Medish Mishle, like the Medish says in Mishle, Ladas Chochma Musar. You have to know Chochma and Musar. If you have Chochma, Huyachalimud Musar, you can learn Musar. Maybe Yadushal Adam Chochma. If you don't have Chochma, Ein Yachalimud Musar, you can't learn Musar. What does that mean, a Kavana? The Mutoya Be'ikra In, if you make a mistake in the basics, Shechoyshim, Shein Zebchalis, you think this isn't forbidden. Mayoya Loha Musar, so what does it have to learn all the Musar? You don't know that it's wrong. If he doesn't think that this is a malacha or an issur d'rabbanan, the musar is not going to help him. Hadimim, for instance, all of a sudden he has a sudden situation where he could have a loss. His animals went crazy. They run away. He just bought these geese and chickens. For the Hurgul Bais, they're not familiar with his house, who broke and they run away. It's so easy to violate the Isser of trapping animals if he grabs them. And he can't even tell a goy to grab them for him. Had he learned the halacha, he would know what's the permitted way. He would say, he should announce, whoever saves will not lose out. You're not instructing him to save it. You're just saying, whoever saves my animals won't lose out. Oh, or Shayom Lenochri. He could tell Lagoy, Shayachnas Avozim Hanan Goylim, Lamokim, the Lesbet Say the Arisa, to bring his geese and chickens into a place where there won't be a Torah Isser of Tzei, the Kagon, Babayas Gadol, in a big pen or a big room. Shayno Kala Tufsam Achashech Nisim. So it's not easy to grab them even after they're in that room. Come on, the Isser Gemara, like the Mar teaches us, Tehech, Lamote, Bechad Shechiyah. If you don't grab them in one attempt, lest it's Seyda derives, that's not called Seyda on a Torah level. Oderech Mosh, another example. Shakar Shinilika Hamap or Shahashukhma Shabbos, Chasashom, tablecloth catches fire on Shabbos. Hine Odom Bo Mamamono, he's all flustered about his property. He talking, Shimonizah, it's possible because he's flustered. Yemahir Lechabos, he'll hurry and put out the fire. Gamki Odeshu Asim, even though he knows in the back of his mind this is wrong. Vakol Mnesha Eni Odea Oifen Hamutis, because he doesn't know what the permitted thing is. Avlim Huloy Min Hilchos Shabbos, if he learns Hilchos Shabbos, Yeda Oifen Hamutim, he'll know what's mutter. Dahaina, what's mutter? She Yishbuch Mayim Ahamokom, Shelo Achaz Ha'esh. Pour water on the cloth that's not burning yet. And when the fire gets there, it'll go out. Oh, She Yikul Gelulim Achabos, we can ask a Nanju to put the fire out. V'chein B'Issur Boreh, you find the same thing with Issur Boreh. It's very likely for a person to stumble because he just doesn't know the halacha. Derech Moshe, for instance. He has the meat of two types of chicken divided up. He wants to separate one from the other to be used at a later time. This is gum with this totally awesome. It could both be chicken, it makes no difference. But if one is fried and one is roast and they're mixed together on a platter, you can't separate one from the other for later on. Come over to the poskim. This is clarified in the poskim. What he can do is take what he wants for right now. And the melo, whatever is left, and that you could put away. The chain lilkut hashuma shalachalav shekaren smetana, or to skim the fat off the milk that we call smetana. But simsim, exact, get all the fat off. Yesh b'zeh mushum bur, that's bur. El yaniach mat letzad hachalav, either you leave some fat with the milk, or shikach mer chalav imot, or take some milk with the fat. V'kama haloch has been in bur, there's many halochs that bur. And it's not pshat, you have this big gate seharvah, do this in bur. The pshat just don't know, you don't realize that it's bur. V'chem lechas dosh, the same is true with the malach of dosh, threshing, v'lisha, kneading, umalabin, and cleaning clothing with shara of osmachas and other of osmachas. Umishto lamad, if you don't know and don't learn, yuchal benokil koshman, it's very easy to stumble. Shenimsa b'kol echad kama prati halacha shegei b'issa diraisa. In each of them, there are many specific dinim that are relevant to issa diraisa. Ubefrat b'inyan vishul, u'shahia v'hatmona. And especially when you get to the laws of cooking and leaving food on the fire and insulating, these are big halachas, b'habi chiluki dinim and agil lemaisa, with many particulars and specifics that are relevant lemaisa. Ukvar heyid banu hagoyin bal umim v'tum b'sivyas devash. The goyin of Yonis and Ibishitz in the Sivyas devash writes ki i'asher klal b'mitzius. It's not possible at all. Shei not sell me Isra Shabbos to be spared the Isra Shabbos im lo yilmud kol adinim al buryom heitev heitev, unless you learn all the halachas clearly very very well. V'ne'aches mahasibos es shayimon el ha'oilam yediyah b'chol Shabbos. And now one of the reasons why many people do not know Hichol Shabbos, ne'esha halacha chamurahi ma'oid, it is a very difficult area of halacha. If you learn Shulchan Aruch, you won't understand it well. Unless you know the origins from the Gemara and the Poskim, and today who has time for that? We have so many distractions and pressures. But we're saying her rab due to our many sins. Not to mention all the disagreements among the poskim, we call prat to prat in each detail. I explained that in detail in the introduction, the first volume. I shall look over there. And therefore, I took upon myself, with Hashem's help, to clarify these serious halachas called din v'din b'tamo v'nimuko migumar poskim. Each halacha with its reason and explanation for the gemara poskim. We also clarify the conclusion of the Achorim Ladina. Alkol Prach Nechlebo Poskim Koydman on all the details that the early Poskim disagreed upon. And also in several serious areas called Besimin Reshmam Gimel, Reshmam Hey, Reshmam Ches, Reshmam Gimel, Reshmam Dal, Vod Behav Harsan, many, many simonim. Asisi Psicha Metchila, in many places I made a small introduction. In order that you can understand more easily what the Shulchan Aruch is about to say. Ubekam Ovus Malachus, the Katias Hashurosh, Bidivy Rambam, in several places that took the Ovus Malachus from the Rambam's Loshan, Ushari Shom and other Shodim, Kdesha Yeda Hahalocha Al Burya, that you should know the Halocha clearly. Gam Kibatznu Bo, Misifi Achroinim. I also gathered from Lachroinim, Oud Kam in Yonim, Chadoshim, Suim, as many Lemaisa, many new things that go on Lemaisa, even though it's fascinating. He never discussed electricity. Never touched electricity. And I hope with the help of Hashem Yisbarach, Shemisha Yilmud At Halacha, that the people who learn the Halacha, Yeda Kol Din B'Tamu V'Nimuk Halacha L'Maisa, you can learn with my Sefer, and you'll understand the Dinim with the reason and explanations, practical Halacha. For I've Nochen Kol Yorei V'Chor L'Vashem L'Choinin Chaburos L'Mon Hichol Shabbos. And the proper and right thing is for Yorei Shemayim, who want to keep the Dvar Hashem, to arrange groups to L'Hichol Shabbos. Kadei Shelo Yikosh L'Bom, in order not to stumble in them, like the Yalkut Shemoni, being part of Vayakel. Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. The Baruch says to Moshe Beinu, Asei Lecha Kehilos Gedolos, gather groups of people who Derosh Lefnei Barab Hichol Shabbos and teach publicly Hichol Shabbos. V'yadua, and it is known, Sheshmir Shabbos Kitikuna Hu Keruv Legula. That when we keep Shabbos properly, it brings the Geula closer. Like a Chazal teach us, Il Mole Shomis Oshteim Shabbosos. If Christ would just keep two Shabbosos, Miyad Hayut Nigolin, right away they would be redeemed, Shenerev Chula, as it says, and so on.